Okay, good morning, everyone. First, let me thank Oliveira for inviting me to speak here at the last minute. I really think I'm really glad I had the opportunity. So what I'm going to be talking about is the AmeriCares program and how the AmeriCares program can be a case study for AIDS effectiveness. I'm going to focus on those two issues, the accountability issue and the supply chain integrity, and how supply chain integrity can promote accountability. So AmeriCares has a number of programs. Our largest program is this one, the Global Medical Assistance Program, and it has two major components. So the first one is the delivery of donated medical commodities, and basically what that means is we collect excess inventories from different pharmaceutical companies, and we bring them into our warehouse and then package them and send them to many partners overseas. And the other one are targeted programs that promote knowledge transfer and community education. So in the first one, you know, the delivery of donated pharmaceutical and medical supplies, any way you slice it, is not a sustainable intervention. We know there is a tremendous need out there for pharmaceuticals in many countries. If the intervention is simply to replace what is needed or send what's needed, then the question is that how are you going to sustain that on the long run? So we have been struggling, at my organization have been struggling with this issue for years. And what we came down to is a number of issues that we believe, although the drug donation itself is not sustainable, but the impact of that program has much wider sustainable effect. And I'm going to go through some of those. The first one is the knowledge transfer. Now, as you know, as new drugs are coming onto the market, those new drugs are creating new treatment protocols and new ways of diagnosing and treating disease So this particular knowledge, if the drug itself is not available, then the result of that is that that particular best practice or knowledge transfer will not happen to the developing world. And we believe that in itself is an important component of our program. The second one is coupling the donated commodity with capacity building assistance. The way this works is that we identify particular needs in particular countries. For example, we take hemophilia, and the hemophilia drug who are very hard to come by, in a free way or in a very low cost. And we try to build the program around them. And through that particular program, then there is a build-up of an in-country infrastructure or at least a policy that promote the importation or the manufacturing of that particular product. The training and technical assistance for supply chain integrity. Supply chain integrity is really an area of tremendous weakness in many countries we are working in. I mean, many drugs, even procured by the country, arrive in the country, that doesn't end up at with the patient at the end of the chain because of expiry date and all those issues. So we are really working with country, helping to train and support the whole idea of how to set up and work out a supply chain that has integrity and has visibility. Then the health worker have the material needed to diagnose and treat patient. I talked about this, but I would like to add to it, my experience personally, it's not just with AmeriCare when it comes to drug donation, but I work in vitamin A programs, and I also work with neglected tropical disease. Many of those programs, of course, AIDS is the same thing, Many of those programs depend on large amount of pharmaceuticals that are being distributed through the program. And again, the lack of those particular product means the program does not exist. I mean, the last one I worked on was trachoma control. And as you all know, trachoma was really the major change that happened in the last, say, 10, 15 years in trachoma was due to the introduction of Zithromax to treat it. Zithromax is a very expensive drug, and definitely most people who have trachoma don't have the means really to acquire the drug. And then we do believe there is a charitable aspect to this, which is the whole concept of budget relieving both to the individual and the institution who receive the drug. The second issue is really supply chain integrity. And supply chain integrity, we define it as design, maintain, and strengthen the chain of custody of pharmaceutical product from manufacturers to end user. And we have a fairly sophisticated program in my organization to really process this whole program is, so we only accept products from manufacturers. We have an automated inventory management system. We have a strong logistic operation, reliable and efficient partnership network, and then hospital and clinic use products before expiry. So we are actually focusing on making sure that those components are strong, are effective. Now, the question then is how supply chain integrity promote accountability and AIDS effectiveness. One of the principles of AIDS effectiveness is accountability. I'm going to just briefly talk about those three things because I really think each one of them present a mechanism to promote accountability. First one is partner reporting. We require really fairly detailed partner reporting from our partners on the ground. And by the way, our partners ranges from government to NGOs, to local NGOs, international NGOs, and so forth, depending on the country and what's available in it. So the first two reports, confirmation of shipment and detailed confirmation of shipment, this means that whatever we shipped arrived, and somebody received it, and so we got those two reports. And normally, within 1 month of the arrival of the shipment, over 90% of our partners submit those reports. Then our partner on the ground distribute those products to a numerous organization, mainly hospitals and clinics that provide healthcare. And that's what we call the distribution report. Now, that distribution report is very problematic. And we are constantly working with our partner to improve their capacity to be able to provide us with a distribution report. Just to give you an idea, the last data analysis we did on our system, it was 55% reporting at 6 months after the arrival of the shipment. So that's how difficult it is to get that distribution report. Now we are also working on dashboard of indicators for, to monitor the impact of our donation and so forth. Now, there are three other reports that we really, when we receive them, we do quite a bit of detailed analysis. One is a discrepancy report. This means whatever we shipped, not all of it arrived in the country. And there is a discrepancy between the two, the manifest that went out and whatever they received. And then in this case, we do a detailed analysis of that particular report. And then part of it is really the dialogue with the partner and how we can work with the partner to make sure that understand what exactly happened. For me, that's an important measure of accountability. The other one is the incident report, and this is really anything that happened due to the pharmaceutical product itself. And we receive those reports and we do analyze them as well. The other one is the product diversion, where the product ends up in a place where it's not supposed to end up at that place. A local pharmacy was being sold for profit and so forth. So those again, this one in particular, we do a very detailed analysis, including sending people on the ground to investigate what exactly happened and how the drug went out of the chain of custody. Before I talk about the site visit, I want to point out that, so the way we work is that AmeriCare send the product to a partner, and then the partner distributes it to a number of sub-recipients. So our expectation is that the partner have the same system that monitor how the product went out down the chain. And if they don't have that, then we work with them to either develop it or strengthen it. And that's really a very important part of our capacity building program. The other thing we do is site visits, and we do those site visits very frequently. I mean, our policy is that we visit each partner at least once a year, and some of our partners receive more than one visit a year and so forth. And we go through numerous issues. I think the point on identifying weaknesses in partner capacity, that's really one of the most important things and that we try to do to make sure that they really have the capacity. Our hope, you know, that over time, locally manufactured drug will also go through the same supply chain so they end up with free of charge for patients in hospitals. One example of this is that we are just identified, one of our partners developed a software and he donated it to AmeriCare. So now we are making it available to numerous other partners to use it. One other thing that I really think it's important is the whole issue about the product tracking system. And that's really something is required by our donors. You know, like in other words, if there is a product recall, you need to know where exactly are those products all the way through the supply chain. Are they with the partner? Are they with the hospital? And even down to the patient. Now, we never had a situation where we had to pull the drugs straight from the patient, but we definitely have a situation where drugs who have been recalled were on the shelves in pharmacy, in hospitals, and so forth. So tracking by lot number is extremely critical for us, and that's a fairly sophisticated system that allows us to do that, and we want to make sure that our partners also have the same system so we can find those drugs if they get recalled. I think that's all what I have to share with you guys. Thank you.